Okay, this is tape number 8, the Augusta Heritage Arts Workshop, and I'm Jack Bernhardt conducting an interview. Okay, what? Will you tell me your name, please, Augusta student?
My name is Dee Dee Banks.
Where are you from, Dee Dee? Where do you live now?
I live in North Carolina, Pittsburgh, North Carolina.
Good old Chatham County.
Yeah.
What workshop were you taking at Augusta?
I took 2 workshops, and they were both in white oak basketry. The first workshop, we were able to cut down a tree and do the basket from that, and the second workshop involved making an egg basket.
How did you hear about Augusta?
Originally, I heard about Augusta from a friend at a Tennessee Conservancy gathering that was there, asking about where all different kinds of crafts were, and she told me that she was from West Virginia and suggested this place as a good place to go and to see. And later I heard about it on NPR when they did an interview, and yeah. I thought it was exciting.
Yeah. Why did you decide to attend Augusta this year?
I thought it would be really nice to be deeply immersed in a craft, have all that time and space and energy to totally immerse yourself in something, and to learn a skill from someone who's very knowledgeable, a master craftsman. And it's something, all of the different craft work is something that I'm very fascinated with, and I thought I would see if I could do it.
Did you have a specific craft in mind when you enrolled in Augusta?
Well, it was really hard to choose. I had about 10 different things that I wanted to take at the same time. I definitely wanted to dance, and I was looking at that, and a class in calligraphy, and a class on rug weaving, and you name it, I was looking into it. But that just really caught my eye, thinking about actually working with a tree, and cutting down a tree, and learning how to do that.
Had you ever done that before?
Never.
What did you accomplish from the course?
Well, one of the things I accomplished is I have an incredible sense of appreciation for how baskets are made and the work that's involved. The physicalness of what I accomplished is that I made 3 baskets. I've got another small basket and a rim for some more. I've got some wood that I've taken home that I'm still splitting that I'm going to make, hopefully, another couple of baskets out of.
Did you come to Augusta intending to do both the white oak and the egg basket workshops?
No. I was going to take 1 class, and it was going to be for a week, and I was leaving it open-ended, thought, well, just maybe I'll sneak another course in. But I hadn't chosen when I left home.
Mm-hmm. So you elected to stay with one that was definitely related to what you'd done the first week?
Yes, it was very related. Same teacher. Same classroom. Yeah, it was real connected.
Yeah.
And there. And the reason that I chose to do it is I didn't feel like I had enough of a foundation to leave with that I could really take those skills back and do something with it. Towards the end, I was getting very frustrated with my ability to split wood and to do some other things. And I thought, I need to be more committed.
Do you... Have you made any kind of a living or supplemented a living doing any craft work in the past?
Very little. I've done some craft work, and usually I've given it away as presents. I've done some and sold it, but not that much.
In what medium?
Well, a little bit of macrame and patchwork and working with herbs, doing a little bit of quilting and making things with yarn and crewel pictures and knitting, some sewing, just kind of dabbling all over the place.
Do you have any intentions of trying to make a living doing basketry or anything related to it in the future?
I think it would really serve me to do some basketry. I don't know about a living. I think it might supplement my income, and I also think it might come in handy as far as the most wonderful Christmas presents and birthday presents. Everyone would love me from that. And just the idea of having your home filled with things that you've made would be a real treasure.
Mm-hmm. Augusta, most of the things that happen at Augusta involve keeping traditional arts and crafts and music flourishing throughout the country, keeping it alive. Do you have any thoughts on why it is important to keep these things going?
Well, I don't know. From my own experience, I can say that I think the things that are very simple, that are very down to earth, that are a continuation of the past, it's just kind of a linkage so that we don't forget what's happened before, so that we appreciate what's gone on in the past, so that we continue that into the future, so that we just don't break off, you know, sever those ties that we've already got. And I think it makes us appreciate the people that are older, that are still living, that are participating in their craft work, their music, their dancing, whatever it is, and we have more respect for them. I think for respect for the past is so important.
Did you attend other activities at Augusta, like the dances? And
I tried to get in as much as I could. It's very hard to pace myself. I ended up sneaking into a couple of dances and going to the concerts, which I thoroughly enjoyed. Visiting some of the other craft things that were there, watching the beginning Hammer Dulcimers play in the auditorium, and listening to all the different music that happened later at night, the Ice House, and, you know, what was even happening in our dorm. Mm-hmm. So I think it was pretty much the whole disassociation from your normal everyday life and just the availability of of all these things going on at once, that you could kind of really get more of a feel for it, more of a flavor of what was really happening.
Yeah, so do you think that those things really add to the experience at Augusta? And somehow do you see them related to what you were doing in the basketry workshops?
I think it's more of a total picture. You get more of a concept. If I was, you know, taking basketry and next to me was a course on computers, it would be very hard to integrate the two. And instead it was a whole, you know, there were similar things in a similar vein that were very supportive of this is traditional, this is what's happened in the past, this is what we consider important, and, you know, we can share it with you and maybe you can continue it on to maybe your children or children's children or however it is. And it wasn't all the newfangled things that we can participate in every day in our lives. Something that was real special and unique and a treasure, and hopefully something that we can share with other people what we learned and gained.
Tell me what you came away from Augusta with. What was it that was the most significant that was most significant for you in the past 2 weeks?
For me, it may be different than other people, but one of the things that I got out of it was the ability to try something totally new and unique that I had never done before, and come up with a beautiful finished product. Kind of the things I think that I'll hang on to out of there is a sense of family that I got, the closeness of the people, the closeness to an instructor who probably had a heart as, you know, big as his frame, just, you know, this very kind person and, you know, willing to go out of his way in all different ways so that I could come away with this delightful finished product. And just a lot of caring. I mean, you can't be with people 12, 15 hours a day with not finding out about what they're doing and what's going on in their life, and really sharing with them. And that part of it I really missed when I left. I felt a real kind of a loss. I was, you know, my heart was kind of still there with a lot of the people that I'd met. Mm-hmm. And I think that was a real important part for me, to know that other people were out there kind of involved in and sharing some of the things that I considered important in my life. That was a real, boost.
What's your overall impression about Augusta?
Well, I think the potential there is incredible, and the commitment of the people involved in the Augusta program is amazing. I mean, I had different ideas about different subjects. I was a little distressed about the food, just the way that they would clear it away so fast and lock the doors, but I enjoyed having a salad bar. I mean, it was lots of things in balance, and, you know, it's like there's good and there's bad, and I enjoyed sharing a room with somebody else and meeting new people that way and having sweet mates.
But the things that Augusta is trying to perpetuate, trying to keep alive in the way that they're doing it.
I think that whole philosophy is very good. I think some of it was disorganized, and I don't know how to organize it more, you know, and make it that aspect of it run smoother. I appreciated the things like the orientation, where we got to find out an overview of all the week's events and what's going on and who was doing what subject. Somehow it'd be real fun to have something like that printed up right at the beginning, but it seems like last minute changes are constantly coming up with things like that, or teachers, or what events are happening and things. The excitement of so much happening during 1 week is just, you know, a student showcase and folk telling and ghost stories and concerts and films and stuff. It's real hard to know sometimes how to choose all that. Plus your class is running on till 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night, and everyone's, you know, participating in, for us, creating that basket or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Dee Dee, what interests do you have that in your life, what kinds of things are you involved in that connect with traditional arts and crafts and the orientation that Augusta is representing?
Well, some of it I'd like to bring into my personal life. I'd like to bring the quilting into my life, to have a quilt on my bed and some quilted pillows. The basketry, to have baskets. A lot of it as far as crafts that I can share with other people, that would be wonderful things that I can physically make, to share my caring with another person and to give them something in the form of a present. Possibly using some of those crafts to supplement an income. Doing something while I'm traveling so that I can take something with me and come out with a finished product at the end, so I can still, say, do some traveling and also participate in making some money too.
Do you have a lifestyle that tends towards self-sufficiency, or are you interested in developing or working towards more towards becoming self-sufficient in a lifestyle?
Well, my lifestyle would tend to be, that would be the area that I would want to work towards, more self-sufficiency. One of my dreams is to have a home that everything in it would be handmade. And it's kind of a little dream in the back of my head right now, but it doesn't always seem so far away. The more I participate in the craft work and the more I get physically involved in it, I see that it can actually become a reality.
Do you feel that Augusta is a place where one can go to start developing the skills necessary towards self-sufficiency?
Well, I think it's got some areas that are headed in the right direction.
Like what?
Well, I don't know that I could say that dance and fiddle playing is self-sufficiency, except it might be more in the self-sufficiency of entertainment or being able to entertain yourself, your friends, your neighbors, share in a social gathering that is different from a TV set or going to a movie. The area where you're physically making a craft, such as the rug hooking, where you could put things on your floor, the quilting, you could have something on your bed, the basketry, some way to hold things, a container. Calligraphy, where you could learn the writing, you know, the old-fashioned writing, learning to make soap, some of the lace weaving. Some of those things, I think, the more that we learn, the better off that we are. You know, the more self-reliant, in my opinion, the more responsible you become, so that you're more responsible for the environment that you create. And I think that can only be a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Do you plan to attend Augusta in the future if you can?
I'd love to. I think it would be a treat to do that.
What workshops would you be interested in if you could go next year?
I want to dance. I want to dance until I drop. All night long, all day long. I would love to do that. I'd like to possibly do some different craft work. I mean, if I had the option to attend all 5 weeks, I'm sure I could find something every week where I had to make a choice between four or five things that I wanted to do. And the weekend courses, too. You know, so I can't imagine that I couldn't find things to do for 5 weeks.
Yeah.
Or 10 weeks.
Do you have anything else that you'd like to add or say about Augusta before we end this interview?
Well, I'd just like to say what a special place that it is, and what a wonderful place in my heart that I have. You know, knowing that it's there and it's just supporting some of the traditional things and how important it is. And I'm real grateful for the experience and for the closeness to all the people that I got there.
Have you attended workshops in other places? Craft workshops or?
Classes, but not a total residential program before.
Well, how long were those classes generally?
Oh, anywhere from a month to a couple of months.
Like an hour, a couple hours a night, a week?
It'd be, yeah, maybe twice a week for, say, 2 or 3 hours for a month or over a longer period of time.
How does this experience at Augusta, where you're involved in something, totally immersed in something for a week, or as you said, 15, 18 hours a day for a week. How does that compare?
Well, for me, with basketry, it means that my hands are a whole lot more sore in a shorter amount of time. But I'm taping every part of my anatomy so that it doesn't hurt. It also means that I can come out with a completed project, that I have something to show for it, that I don't have a lingering thing in my life that's kind of hanging over my head, and that the instructor is there and available so I can, if I've got a problem with it, that I can get some individual attention right then on the problem that might occur after I went home, say in another class. So that aspect with it was very nice. I liked it a lot, and I like the idea of this people, everyone else in your class, so committed to the craft work, in my case, too, that everyone was just so committed that it's a lot of energy. You're bouncing off of the energy in one class of 12 people and another of 7 people that are just learning, I mean, very intently wanting to learn this skill and this trade. Some people that had already made baskets and were taking it home to apply to what they already knew. Some people that had never made baskets, like myself, wanted to learn a new skill and a craft and have something to come away with, and people in the middle. And it was good, and we learned a lot.
Is there anything else you'd like to add before we close up now?
Just how important Augusta was to me for that couple of weeks. And how, what a nice break it was in my own life to be able to do that.
Okay. All right, thank you very much, Dee Dee.